You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey, wanting to give you an update that's very disturbing. This is from the NCPA. Title of this press release is Frontline Pharmacies Struggle to Pay Unfair Clawback Fees Even While Fighting COVID-19. This was published on April 27th, 2020. As the coronavirus pandemic continues straining small businesses, independent community pharmacies, 115 members of the U.S. House of Representatives are supporting a bipartisan push to include language permanently prohibiting pharmacy direct and indirect remuneration clawbacks by pharmacy benefit managers in future coronavirus relief packages. The letter was led by Representatives Buddy Carter from Georgia, Peter Welsh from Vermont, Doug Collins from Georgia, Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois, and Vincetti Gonzalez from Texas. The National Community Pharmacists Association analysis released last week found that 66% of independent pharmacies are experiencing negative cash flow issues as DIR fees, decreasing reimbursements, and coronavirus-related expenses are crushing them. This means pharmacies are paying more for inventory and clawback fees, which make it difficult to stay in business. Half of pharmacy owners reported paying more than $10,000 in pharmacy DIR fees since March 1st. If this pace continues, the average independent pharmacy will be on track to have over 100,000 clawback fees in the next 12 months. Ladies and gentlemen of the healthcare industry and communities across the country, please reach out to your state representative today and let them know that PBMs and their practices are putting the public at risk. This is horrendous. Something must be done. Please reach out to your state representatives and let them know that this is uncalled for. And you, as a community member, a pharmacist, healthcare professional, will not stand for it. I thank you for the frontline pharmacists out there, the independent community pharmacy owners. We are here for you. And as always, I thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Today, more than ever in the history of education, credible online master's degrees are of great value. Introducing the Master of Science in Pharmacology program from UCI. The University of California, Irvine, UCI, is ranked as the number 9 public university in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. UCI is noted for its excellent research and graduate programs, an extensive commitment to undergraduate education, and a growing number of professional schools and programs of academic importance and social significance. Fall registration is now open. Apply today at sites.uci.edu/mspharmacology to learn more and reserve your seat by June 15th, 2020. That's sites.uci.edu/mspharmacology and reserve your seat today. The deadline is June 15th, 2020.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Ken Sternfeld, it's always great to talk with you. How are you today?
I'm great, Todd. How are you? Saturday morning, it's become a fireside chat, but there's no, the only fire is Corona, and we're putting it out and we're flattening the curve. So always like to do these updates with you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So let's get some updates to our listeners from the pharmacist's perspective on coronavirus, COVID-19. What is happening in your neck of the woods, and what are you hearing from the fields of needs of the patients, and how the pharmacist is being an impact?
Well, I think, Todd, what's happening is the new normal is taking over. And what I mean by that is that pharmacists who have always, from a normal perspective, been there for the patients, are now really stepping up. And certainly, initially, they were first responders, where they had to be those essential providers who were at the retail locations serving the patient. But so much has happened and continues to happen, Todd, that puts that pharmacist really at the hub of healthcare as a care provider. Things that are occurring from a legislative standpoint, where point of care testing now for the antibody and for the COVID-19 test can be ordered, in fact, and prescribed by a physician, by a pharmacist. I mean, that's game changing, Todd. These are things we've been fighting for to get people to listen to. But because of the pandemic and the need to save lives, things are happening, and it's putting the pharmacist right where he and she believes needs to be, which is at patient care to save lives. So it's an exciting time to be a pharmacist. I've always said that, and I believe it even more today.
And it's spreading across the nation, which is great to see. Governor DeSantis of the great state of Florida issued a statement in part of his executive order that COVID-19 tests can now be performed by pharmacists, which to you and I and the rest of our listeners that are pharmacists, that's kind of like a duh moment where we're like, yeah, we have the abilities, they're medical professionals, they understand. But it's good to hear it's officially made as a statement, as a testament to the effectiveness of pharmacists, the community pharmacists. So that came out of the Tampa Bay Times just this week.
Well, it's amazing that the legislative movement, and you and I know, because we always talked about it, that we never waited for legislative change, because reform, I guess by its very nature, is a process. For me, it was never about waiting for the process. We certainly always advocate for provider status. We certainly always were part of all of those movements. But you know, because we spoke all the time, and it was kind of a conversation that we had every Saturday, that we weren't waiting, and we were providers and are providers by collaborating with physicians. Todd, it's not about ego. It's about saving patient lives. And if it has to be that I have to get a letter or a number or something after my name to make me feel, you know, that I'm a healthcare provider, then that's letting your ego get in the way of the reality, is that you can be a provider. Put your ego aside and say, it's okay. One day I'll be able to bill directly, but for now, let me help as part of the care team, that physician who is a provider. Let him or her recognize the value of the pharmacist as a partner. Todd, healthcare and life is about partnerships. It's about collaboration. And if you don't do that because you have an ego to say, look about me, there's a guy who says it's all about me, me, me. If you like that approach, follow that approach. But if you like an approach of another legislative person, a governor, you know, here in Oso, who says it's we, you know, choose your, you know, pick your poison. I'm not saying one's better. I'm not saying one's worse. I'm just saying that I've chosen in my life, in my profession, in my career, to think about we, because if we do it together, we can do it better than doing it ourselves. It's just a culture, Todd. You know it. You've heard me talk about it on air, off air. And that culture today is no more important than we all need to come together to stand up to COVID-19. And Todd, I want to talk about how the Pharmacy Podcast Nation will stand up to COVID-19, and we're going to empower them with something that I can see is in your hand. Your little cell phone, which never leaves your hand, is now going to be something that's going to help save lives. So I'd like to talk about that whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. So all pharmacy staff, along with everyone entering the pharmacy, has guidelines to follow. And the CDC recently updated its so-called Guidance for Pharmacists documentation on their website. This is in correlation with what Ken is talking about. The RxVIP Concierge Pharmacist team has released an app to help update you and even giving this out to consumers and patients, Ken. So please elaborate on that.
Well, through a strategic relationship that really came, honestly, Todd, and not to blow smoke up your, you know what, it came because I am a voice, thanks to you, to the pharmacy profession, where you made me a podcaster when I couldn't even spell what podcast was, about 3.5 years ago with PGX for Pharmacists. But because of the ability to reach the people, the care providers who are at the front line, who are saving lives. A company called Care Signal. And by the way, I just take it very personally when a company has the word care in their word. It's just, you know, just me. So Care Signal is a company that is providing to us and to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation a tool that connects. It'll connect 300 million people with information that will help them deal with this pandemic. And how do you do that, Todd? You need to connect with people. You need to be companions with them at a time when they're frightened. I'm frightened. I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I'm worried that, God forbid, I get sick. I'm going to see Dr. Goodman today to finally get some blood work done that I have to get, you know, for my healthcare team to even monitor. You know, we love telehealth, Todd, but you can't take blood via telehealth yet. We're working on it. But anyway, back to Care Signal. So this application, it's an app. I always used to think an app was like mozzarella and tomato. But this app for your phone, if you text 67634, and you have, you just comes right to your phone. And if you have never had, thankfully, tested positive, it'll tell you what to look for. It'll give you guidance. It is now your companion. It's information. It's not the CNN news. It's not the White House lawn information. It's not some call center that's been sent up, set up someplace to give you information to sell you something. It goes right to the CDC. It gives you local resources that you can tap into by just tapping your phone. And it allows you to basically stay in touch with other people who are dealing with the same issue and the same fears. So their first program, and there's no cost, zero cost, no cost at all. And that companion, Todd, is what we all need. I need a companion. We all need companions, especially when we're isolating. The next part is connect. What if you tested positive, Todd? What if you don't know what those guidelines are? Well, to your point, back to the CDC. This is the information directly from the CDC. And if, God forbid, you have an event where you're having those symptoms, you click that link and it goes directly to the CDC hotline. And it tells that it'll get you right to someone who can help you. And the third part is the thing that I really loved. It's how do you deal with the stress, the anxiety, the strain? How do you find the resources to get personal protective equipment? How do you find masks? How do you do that? So it's now connecting the healthcare providers to resources. So I'm thrilled that Care Signal is now strategically aligned with RxVIP as part of a nationwide program, Todd, that we are launching May 1st. May 1st, we're going to start to do press releases all the way through May 20th. And one of the first press releases we're doing, Todd, is how you have stepped up and your company and your nation by creating the coronavirusrx.us website for evidence base, for the information, the real facts of corona. So, Todd, Pharmacy Podcast Nation will be the most important voice of change that what a pharmacist can do to stand up to COVID. I apologize for my enthusiasm, but we need to get to war and save lives, and that's what we're doing.
Well, I appreciate the update. I also think that mobile app makes a lot of sense. I use it myself. I receive updates ongoing throughout the week. I'm able to see updates to make it relevant to our listener information. If, in fact, you haven't heard about this, but I'm going to put this in the show notes too, Ken, if you don't mind, so that listeners can start engaging and using the app, not only to educate themselves, but also if they're in touch with family, friends, and obviously consumer patients.
Thank you, Todd. And you know, social media is obviously a tremendous vehicle. You know, I have 11 friends on Facebook, and I think you have more. So anything that this can be done through social media, because this needs to be the virus of positive. This is the standing up to COVID-19 application. And anything you can do, Todd, through your social media contacts, because it's very, very simple. Just text RxVIP to 67634, and you are connected at a time when everyone needs to be connected. So in advance, I appreciate all the efforts that you could do, and we will have you as Pharmacy Podcast Nation as one of our first press releases that we're doing with a small little company called Newswire, who I also want to bring to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation very, very soon for a conversation. So thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome. I want to give a shout out to UCSF School of Pharmacy. This is over in the great state of California. Dr. Marilyn Stebbins is a PharmD, and she has an article that's titled My COVID-19 Journey, from the ski slopes of Idaho to the ICU as a pharmacist encounter with the healthcare system as a COVID-19 patient. So not only a care provider, but a patient. So I'm going to feature and drop this link in the show notes. And a very interesting story, Ken, about Marilyn Stebbins and what she went through starting on February 21st of this year. And she has almost like a diary form that she writes, and I believe it will probably continue. But it's really interesting to read from her perspective. And I like that kind of sharing, so that not only can we be more empathetic for those that haven't suffered any kind of sickness associated with COVID-19, but also as a pharmacist, this gives you a balance of perspective of what your patient might be going through.
You know, I love that. And I love that shout out philosophy and mentality you have. You know, I always listen and you always do it because you're really connecting people and you're really showing the appreciation when people do good. And I think the shout out concept, the culture, is more important today than ever before. You know, in a world that we live in where, you know, things happen that are good, a lot of things that happen that are bad. And, you know, you always hear about the bad things. Those are the things that are intensified. Even in your scorecards when I was at CVS, I could have got 1,000 patients who loved me, but if one patient who didn't, that was the one that the supervisor made a point of. So what you're doing, Todd, and I think today with COVID, there are stories across the nation of people who are standing up, doing good, going that extra yard. And I think those are the stories. So with your help and your guidance and your technology, let's do a Stand Up to COVID kind of ongoing podcast, almost like an ongoing blog where we can talk about shout outs. So let me give a shout out myself. You know, I've never done that on your show. I mean, I shout with my dad and my wife, but I want to do a shout out. My shout out, let me see, is going to be, well, the easy one is Crystal Cruz. Dr. Cruz is extraordinary, but that's too easy. That's like a gimme. I want to do a shout out for Denise Klinker, K-L-I-N-K-E-R. She's a PharmD and an MDA. She's the director of educational products at the McCready Group, M-C-C-R-E-A-D-I-E Group, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How about that, Ann Arbor? And we've been talking to her because she is with a company that actually delivers farm academic, and what they do for resident programs. They have the preemptive, or the top, the most recognized and exclusive provider of residency fellowship programs. Todd, if you Google them, the McCready Group, and then it's PHARA Academic, Farm Academic. And the platform that they do really guides residents through their pathways and their PG1s, PG2s. We're a big supporter of the residency concept, but it's going to be challenged now, Todd, with not a lot of hospitals being able to reopen and with students who can't get licensed in time. So we reached out to Denise and we said, we want to help because we have an educational pathway, even though it's not, quote, a PG1 or a PG2. We think it's a PG3 because really, Todd, if we can't give these clinical experts the platform for them to practice and engage in the clinical aspect of their career, we're going to lose the class of 2020. And the class of 2020 will go down in history, not as the class of residency, but as the class of resiliency. Because no other graduating class in the history of pharmacy, and God willing, in the future, will ever graduate during a national pandemic. So Denise has been extraordinarily engaging with RxVIP and Crystal. And we had two meetings and a follow-up on Monday where we can deliver something for the absolute best people who are coming into our profession right now out of the class of 2020.
Well, that's awesome to hear. The pharmacy students, P1 through P4, and even the resident tracks, they're the future of pharmacy. And I want to hear more from what the pharmacy students are wanting to do with their careers. I happen to be drawn towards, as a consultant myself, of pharmacy since 2004, to embrace and to listen to what the patient slash customer slash client needs. From my perspective, pharmacies, as in the entity, has always been my customer. That's been my client. From the pharmacist's perspective, the patient is your client. So I'd love to hear from pharmacy future leaders, Tyler Jukes, who is our host right now, and he's going to be doing some coverage. But maybe we can get you and Tyler on a podcast to talk about these future pharmacists and what they feel their future is in post-COVID-19 era and the importance of consultancy-driven pharmacy practice.
I'd love to do that with Tyler because, you know, like a marriage, May 20th is when we're going to kind of really officially launch this Stand Up to COVID. It's kind of a marriage. It's my 42nd wedding anniversary with my bride, Ronnie.
And
thank you. Thank you. And I would love to do a podcast on that day as a live event with Tyler because we're marrying something old, which is me, and something new, which is Tyler and his following. And, you know, I think Tyler is not just getting people to follow him. I think he's a leader by going to the point of being a voice for the next generation. And you know how much we support that. So I would love, that's three loves, to be involved with an initiative in any initiative, short-term, long-term podcast, you know, to take that message to the next generation of PharmDs who are the future, Todd, of getting us to provider status. And we need to get them on the firing lines today and keep them safe so they don't have to go only into retail locations and stand behind plexiglass and worry about that. That's why telehealth and what the PharmD concierge model is doing is going to advance the safety and the health, not only of the patient, but also of the people who are serving those patients.
Well, Ken, I appreciate that. And you've been committed to this for so many years. It was awesome to join forces with you some 3.5-4 years ago. So I thank you for that.
Well, committed, actually, because there aren't so many mental institutions that are open to accept me. You've been the only one who's accepted me. So I have to thank you. And you've kind of made me not just more than the concierge pharmacist, because you created the platform for me to discuss what I do as a concierge pharmacist. But, you know, now you've made me a concierge professor because really, first we raise awareness and we did that very, very effectively with the Pharmacy Podcast Nation because you are the voice of pharmacy, in my opinion. And you really reached that the right people at the right with the right content. But now we're educating. Now we've turned the next page. The next page is to educate. And the next page of education comes with inspiration. So if you can educate and inspire people to go down the pathway that they want, every PharmD student that I ever met, when I say, what do you want to do? He said, I'd like to do something clinical, which means they don't want to flip burgers at CVS. So we're giving them an educational pathway, an experiential pathway, and the inspiration, because I need them as much as they need me. We as a profession need them as much as they need us. So it really is very collaborative, very symbiotic, you know, that we should break into a song. But then the missing ingredient, Todd, in education has always been the hiring process. They educate you. They give you the didactic learning. They give you all the tools, but then they put you on the side of the curb and they say, okay, walk across the street. Look both ways, make sure you only go when it's green. But now what we need to do is not just say, here are the tools to get a job, we need to give them that job. And that's what RxVIP is doing. So on May 20th, we're going to be hiring. After we inspire and educate and raise awareness to the fact that pharmacists are providers and they can stand up to COVID-19. And that's what we're going to do. So if you want to make me a show, because it's, you know, all it takes is you got to put a picture up. I know I'm being facetious. There's more. You put a tremendous amount of work into everything you do. But I'd like to be the concierge professor, like the nutty professor, like Eddie Murphy and the Crazy Professor, all of those guys. So if you can help me towards that, you'd be helping my dream come alive, because my father was a pharmacist, may rest in peace. My mother was a English teacher and guidance counselor, so there's education in my DNA. And when you started me with the PGX for pharmacists, it's the combination now of a pharmacist and an educator. So let's create the concierge professor show, and we'll put it on Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We'll put it on Helium Radio. We'll put it on Newswire. We'll put it where anybody wants to listen to me, because I'm never going to shut up.
Well, that's another thing good to hear, and thank you for that update. And wrapping up today's show, Ken, I did want to give a shout out to Dr. Jeffrey Feudin, who did an episode on our Care Collaboration series. You helped to name that series, and I really appreciate it. I text Ken three or four names, and he's like, it's about care. It's about collaborating with physicians and other pharmacists. So I appreciate that. That series is about 4 podcasts deep so far, and it's going very well. The latest one was about neuropathic pain control for end-stage renal disease. And they go deep into the woods, a discussion between a pharmacist, a physician, and a resident pharmacist, which was really interesting. So if you haven't listened to that yet, that's episode 989. I will have that also in the show notes. Ken, anything before we wrap up today?
Yeah, please send me that podcast directly, because I do suffer from peripheral neuropathies and pain associated. I'm what Dr. Goodman says, a fascinoma. I'm not diabetic, okay, but I do have a peripheral pain, and they've tested me in the EKG, EMGs, and all this other stuff, and they can't figure it out. And I very much would love to learn more about my own personal challenges that I have with my health. I'm a Medicare recipient, so I might as well get as much guidance. And if you could send me that information, I'd love to talk on that podcast about what it is to be a patient who can't feel his toes or walk and has to be aware of fall risk. Because once you fall, you could be even relatively healthy. All of a sudden, you're on a spiral to, you break a hip, you break a knee, you do this, you're in a rehab, you're on medications, then you're getting dopey, then you get depressed. I mean, I would love to give a patient's perspective, because I am. I suffer from a number of chronic diseases. I don't let them get me down, but I would love to be that perspective. So maybe the next show is the concierge patient, because damn it, I'm a patient and I need I'm going to Dr. Goodman as soon as I hang up, like I said, so he can help me stay on a path to better health.
That is a great idea, Ken. And I will definitely follow up with that, on that with you. If you're listening to the show right now and you need some type of assistance from the Pharmacy Podcast Network or the RxVIP Concierge team, please reach out to us. You can always reach us at publisher@pharmacypodcast.com. And Ken, I will put your email address in these show notes as well. This Pharmacy Podcast Network is about supporting the pharmacist, and we love our pharmacists. So we appreciate you on the front lines. We appreciate what you're doing. You are not alone. Please reach out to the show in the studios at 412-585-4001. That's 412-585-4001. And Ken, I appreciate you and all of your support of the network and what you're doing with the patient at the center of everything you do. You are the hub of healthcare.
Thank you very much, Todd. It's a pleasure to be with you as always. Please send me that COVID-19. These podcasts are so impactful, so important, because everybody's afraid. So please send me a direct link to all of the COVID-19 podcasts that we've done and the coronavirus RX, all the data and the information. I will be sure to have my team share that with their circle of influence, because it's critical that we come together at this time in our life.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and talking with Ken Sternfeld today with the RxVIP Concierge team. Reach out to us, and we love you, pharmacists, and we're here for you. Thank you.
Hey, guys. This is Jeremy Sasser, host of the OnScript podcast powered by NHA. On behalf of myself and all of the other podcast hosts on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, I'd like to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of the frontline pharmacy personnel, including pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, and all other pharmacy support staff, for continuing to work to keep us all safe and healthy. Your selfless and relentless spirit is greatly appreciated during these extraordinary times, and we all stand with you. Be sure to follow the PPN as we will provide updates and pertinent information as often as possible. Be safe, be well, and thank you.